This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Brent Fox.
It's your boy Jay Remy, Fat Woke Boys, Roast King of Cleveland, here to tell you about Akron's king of underground battle rap, Dallas Cash. Dallas Cash, rising artist with debut fire single out now. He's got over 115,000 total views on Verse Tracker, winning battle after battle from Ohio to Cali. You can find him on iTunes and Spotify under I Like Dallas Cash, on Twitter at I Like Dallas Cash, or his website, IHateDallasCash.com. He's a complicated man. Find out more about him now before you have to pay for everything.
That's Brent Fox.
This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, I hope you're ready for some football, because that's what we're talking. Joining us on the show this week is podcast host of Teach Them Devils, available on the Above Below Entertainment Network, and member of Pizza Money, and possibly the size of an NFL defensive lineman, James Earl Brassfield.
That's right. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Thank you for coming, sir.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
So, James.
Yes.
Why do you hate the NFL?
Because it just – well, do you want the short version or the long version?
We got an hour.
Well, the medium version that we can go into depth about is I don't like the NFL because, one, the rules are fucked up in my personal opinion.
Which rules?
They are taking it too easy on them. Like, and I get it. Like, it's very aggressive and dangerous, as we know now. But they could do some things that would make the game more interesting, at least. Like, some old-school rules, I think, should be brought back.
Well, like
what?
Goalposts in the front of the end zone.
I don't know about that, because that makes field goals easier. And I don't like making the kicker's job easy. Yeah, you have a point. Well, what about instead of tackling, knees hitting the ground, forward progress?
Knees hitting the ground, forward progress?
No, instead of knees hitting the ground, and that's when you're down and you get touched, forward progress. That's an old school rule.
I think, yeah, you're not down until you hit the fucking ground, in my opinion. Like, if you get stopped or whatever, that's on you to try and hit the fucking ground. Like, back in the day when they would run dudes into the backfield, they'd put the ball back there.
Yeah, it was it didn't stop until your forward progress.
Until the whistle blew, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that.
I respect that.
All right.
So you say they're taking it too easy on them. Do you mean as far as, like, not letting them get quarterbacks hit and shit? Or, I mean, what do you mean they're taking it easy on them?
Well, they amended the rules for the returns or whatever.
Yeah.
To reduce the hits or whatever, which I get. Like, football is wild dangerous, but I think that there's a way to have it be exciting, but also safe. And they're not doing that. They're just keeping it the same and changing the rules.
Do you remember when, it was had to be 15 years ago, when Dennis Northcutt was, he was going to return a punt and just got fucking leveled and did like a fucking backflip. And he was, like, out. Like, that was – I miss those days. Like, I don't want the dudes to get hurt. Like, I definitely that's not part of it. But, like, I mean, there's certain rules that I, you know, agree with that they've put in place. Like, I mean, my favorite team is the Green Bay Packers. So, when that motherfucker hit Aaron Rodgers, four or five weeks ago.
That wasn't even a bad hit.
No, I mean, it wasn't – he went down the wrong way, but he should – like, that guy shouldn't have tackled him. Like – end of story. Like, he shouldn't have even touched Aaron Rodgers. It was definitely, like, a late hit. And they didn't call shit. But then, on other, you know, other times where it's like they barely get fucking grazed and they call a roughing the passer or some dumb shit. I
roughing the kicker is a joke, I think.
Oh, like, I love, like, the punters is what gets me. Yeah. Is like when they, you know, like how all the punters, you know, they jump up a fucking foot when they punt the ball. And it's like if they come down on, like, their heel and go down.
Yeah.
It's if a guy grazes them, it's roughing the kicker. It's bullshit.
It's not my fault, yeah. Stay on the fucking ground, loser. Fucking fairy. You're jumping around like a ballerina to kick a football. Yeah. Johnny Unitas is rolling over his grave.
I think they should just get rid of... They should just do it, like, school style, where, like, nobody punted when you played football in school. You just, like, the toughest kid or the strongest kid.
Start on
kid,
the 20.
Just, or either that, or just throw the ball as far as you fucking can.
Yeah, throw the ball. That was a good one.
What are they supposed to do in the punt, pass, and kick contest then, Jordan?
Get rid of the fucking stupid contest that nobody cares about.
That's a big deal contest. They found, like, a couple legendary players out of that, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe Aaron Rodgers was a finalist in the punt, pass, and kick contest.
What? He was, he came from fucking... Was it University of California?
Yeah, but before he was at the University of California, he was a punter, passer, and a kicker.
Back when he would talk to his family.
Mm-hmm.
I think he talks to his family again because he broke up with Olivia Munn or whatever.
I need help. My arm's hurt. I need my daddy and my mommy.
You know what I found out about him that, like, I mean, I've been open about this enough where I'm not a big fan of religion in general, but, like, he's never been one of those guys that, like, shoves his beliefs or opinions down people's throats, and I've always respected about him. But I did read recently that he started a Christian rock label, which really bummed me out. Like,
sounds like a great tax write-off.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I don't want my favorite player in the NFL to be a fucking Jesus freak weirdo.
Sorry,
I mean,
dude.
That doesn't affect you.
It bothers me because I mean, I've said this before. I just think religion in general is fucking stupid. And, well, luckily he doesn't, you know, shove it down people's throats.
I mean, he made a rock label to try to shove it down your throat, Jordan.
I mean, I didn't hear about it. I mean, I've never heard him talk about it. I read an article. It was some – he started it with somebody from some shitty band.
What's going to happen, though, when all of a sudden now that's class? Aaron Rodgers' label puts on a showcase.
In the interest of equal time, I think there should be someone that goes around, like, yelling about, like, man, I hate when people, like, don't believe in Jesus. So stupid. Because, like, it doesn't affect me if you don't believe in Jesus.
Right.
It doesn't bother me if you believe in Buddha. Tom Brady, Warren Moon.
You've been around white people too long. I got that shit all the time when I was in high school. Yeah, all the time.
Why didn't you mention Dante Culpepper?
Dante Culpepper is a demon. And I don't like him.
Why is he a demon? Dante Culpepper was
playing for the Vikings. Yeah. That's a white-ass team.
Dante's Inferno, dude.
Oh, yes. Boom, there is this.
Hiss on fucking the Vikings. Hiss on Dante Culpepper.
Yeah, I don't like the Vikings.
Warren Moon.
I really, really hate – well, and Randy Moss, but, I mean, he played for him.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. It's me, Randy Moss, man.
I love Randy Moss. He's fucking great. He's one of the greatest receivers of all time.
He seems like the kind of guy that you, like, run into him at, like, a super classy pace, but everywhere you see him, you're like, man, this guy is talking to me like I'm at a gas station in Arkansas.
Gas station Baghdad?
Hey, man, I'm a gas station Baghdad, man. I'm sure to help. You mean, I'm a possible guy, man. I'm Randy Moss.
I don't understand why you guys can hate the Vikings. They got in trouble for having too much fun on a boat.
I don't like
that. That is perfect for being a Viking.
They don't even have water.
Because, well, dude, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, so yeah, Brett Favre went there, so fuck the Vikings. Also fuck the Bears, but not fuck the Lions. I mean, they're essentially the Cleveland Browns of the NFC North.
Fuck the Lions. I don't like Matthew Stafford. His life is too good.
Why not? He's basically...
His wife's too attractive.
He's like the Brett Favre who doesn't have the success of Brett Favre.
Anyone that has, like, a super hot wife, I don't like them. It's not fair.
It's not. Why is it not fair?
Cause, like, they're probably fucking lame, and they're with some super hot woman, genetic lottery. I need to live forever through that woman's eggs, like, and have a beautiful child. That's the goal.
Why don't you go get you a super hot lady, and then everybody can be jealous? Would you hate yourself if you had a super hot?
Yeah.
What? I think we're getting to the core of this, Jeremy. Yeah.
Of course I would. I don't deserve it.
And neither do they.
And you don't you don't deserve good football, which is why you should like the Vikings.
No, dude, fuck the Vikings. And Adrian Peterson beat the shit out of his kid with a switch and hit him in the balls.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
We just gloss over it. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
But if you want to talk about bad football, I live in Cleveland, man. When the Browns left, I remember the last game when they were tearing the fucking seats out. I thought it was like I saw it on TV and I was like, Dad, what the fuck is going on? Like, is there like a war or something? They're tearing the stadium apart. He's like, no, it's the last game. I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, I gotta find a new team. Brett Favre, dude, came out.
Oh,
I was
like,
oh shit, this dude's awesome.
They're
great. I was down with Brett Favre, and then the Browns came back, and I was immediately on board. I didn't care.
Oh, no. So I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, I've been a Packers fan since 93. I think that was the first year Brett Favre started. It could have been 92. But 93 is when I became a Packers fan.
Ditto.
I was, like, 5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Browns left, I believe, in 94 or 95.
The Browns left, I think, 94.
I well, and like, why were all right? So people were tearing. That's the other question I had. People were tearing the seats out, correct? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Didn't the Indians have to play there?
No,
after
Jacobs
that?
Field was built already.
Oh, okay. It was all right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, that kind of seems counterproductive. Like, I'm gonna rip this.
Dumb, yeah.
No, man. That was the end of the stadium. I mean, it was like. You know, those seats were never coming back. There was a certain feel.
No one was ever going back there. Yeah.
And now, I don't remember because, I mean, I was obviously super young. I remember going to Municipal Stadium for Indians games. I never went to a Browns game there. But
I never went to Municipal Stadium.
Is First Energy Stadium, which I also – another thing I fucking hate about the NFL is everything is fucking – like it
Pac
was Cleveland
Sun Arena.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was the Cleveland Browns Stadium, which is that's cool.
We were the only ones that had that.
Yeah, and now it's First Energy, but is it built at the same exact place that Municipal Stadium was?
No, not the exact.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought I didn't know for sure.
Wasn't Municipal Stadium in Richmond or some shit?
No, you're thinking of the Richfield Coliseum.
The Richfield Coliseum.
That's where the Cavs played.
Okay. Yeah, that was back in the good old days when. Man,
people went to Richfield.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason to go besides the tavern of Richfield.
Well, what about Blossom Music Center?
That's not in Richfield. Yeah. That's
it's close. I mean, they're pretty close together.
What a pointless place.
Oh yeah, no, that place sucks.
We should test nukes there.
Yeah, well, Weezer and the Pixies are playing there together. Unfortunately,
when
July.
I might go to that.
I don't want to say. Oh, I would only go if Weezer was like, we're going to play the entire Blue Album front to back and then like four songs off Pinkerton.
Blue Album man or Pinkerton man?
Blue Album all the way.
I like them both. I like Pinkerton
a lot,
man.
I like them both, but Pinkerton, the Blue Album front to back is a fucking amazing record.
It's amazing, but Pinkerton sounds like a fucking second record and it's their first record's amazing.
No, the Blue Album came out before.
Correct.
Pinkerton came out first.
Uh-huh. No, Blue what? Album.
Yeah.
Blue Album Pinkerton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chelsea was actually just telling me the other day.
Your blackness is showing, Jay.
I know all the drum parts, but I forgot the order.
you're like a Black Rivers Cuomo.
I fucking love me some Weezer, man. I fucking fuck with
I them. Like those two records. I mean, we did a whole episode on Weezer like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was like an album-by-album takedown. But
what was the coolest fact? I need to know.
The coolest fact? Rivers Cuomo's creepy. There.
The one that I always pull from is that he and I believe I mentioned it on the episode, he charges his band members $50 if they're late.
Like, that's some James Brown shit. I fuck with that. I fuck with that.
You know what? Like, you would be rich if you did that with pizza money.
Yeah, I host most of the meetings, so it's not fair.
Yeah.
But that's some James Brown shit.
Just like the way he would do it is just like be like, all right, everybody show up at 7 o'clock, and then at like 6:50, be like, no, it changes to 6:55, and then they all show up.
I would never do that.
You should.
Pizza Money is a symbiote. We're like that fucking shit that covers Spider-Man.
It's like Illuminati.
We're like Carnage.
I like that.
We're like fucking...
They're making a Carnage movie.
Alien symbiote. It's going
to
suck. You know
but that has nothing to do with
you know
the NFL.
You know it's going
to
suck a dick, right?
Probably.
Like the NFL.
Well, I like Spider-Man Homecoming. That was good.
It was pretty good. You know who would have made Spider-Man Homecoming better?
Hmm.
Michael Strahan.
In what role?
Nothing. That's what I hate about the NFL. Those people, like, these fucking rock mouth retards think that they can go be on TV now with these good fine
rock
white women.
Rock mouth retards. I love that.
It's like, I don't get it. I don't understand why
Michael Strahan has an adorable gap.
He's Regis now? I don't like
it. He is Regis, yeah.
It makes me mad because I'm Regis.
Is it egregious that he's
Regis? It's egregious this coon thinks he's Regis.
Well, I mean, who else did the NFL produce that you don't like on TV?
Bernie Kosar.
Hey, Bernie Kosar is magic on the airwaves.
I love
you
Bernie
shut your
because
mouth.
Because he is hanging on by a thread to sanity.
Yeah.
And I want to be there to help him. Like, I got your bag, dude. I remember you.
Yeah. Bernie was responsible for many happy memories in my childhood because I did go to Municipal Stadium all the time for Browns games.
If he could remember all that stuff, man, just think about the stories he could tell.
Well, it was especially hype in my family when Bernie came here because, you know, my father lived in Miami, and that's where he came out of. So it was it was a big deal. We even watched those fucking stupid Dolphins games where they just cut to Bernie on the sideline wearing a headset.
That's not even plugged in.
Hell yeah.
No, it was plugged in because you remember that stupid trick play at the end of the season that Bernie called from the sideline, like, I'm going to spike the ball. And
see? Football's football back then. Even in the 90s, it was good.
I mean, but dude, like, specifically this year, though, like, going back to the NFL, like, this, like, I've become disheartened with it the last couple years. Like, it used to be my favorite fucking thing.
It was awesome.
And I loved playing fantasy football, and I looked forward to watching football every Sunday. And, like, dude, I haven't watched football in weeks now. Like,
I watch every week, but
it's, like, the teams that are good this year, like, I have nothing specifically against the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't really care for them. I never have, but
you don't have something against the Kansas City Chiefs?
I like Alex Smith.
Okay. There's nothing glaringly obvious to hate about the Kansas City Chiefs.
They don't have a racist mascot.
I mean,
it's called the Kansas City Chiefs. They have an arrowhead. There's nothing racist about
that. It's not too problematic. Yeah.
No. Now the Redskins.
This is an acceptable level of racism. The Chiefs.
It's not racist.
At least
I don't think that's
smallpox blankets.
Like, we're gonna call the trick play. Throw the blankets at them.
We're gonna do smallpox.
Have you heard the stadium? They do the stupid.
That's the Atlanta Braves do that too.
Yeah, and they're both trash.
I don't know why people get so upset. There's only 50 Indians. Let's focus on the wrongs done to black people. That was more recent. Let's work backwards.
I mean, it is more recent.
1963, baby.
You know what? How about we? How about we don't? You know, measure up the racism here. How about it's all racist?
No.
Okay.
How about you don't tell me about racism?
If we're gonna dick measure our racism here, we win. Sorry, James.
You're white. It's not my fault. You couldn't make the most of it. You guys should have just blended in better.
I'm not white. I'm Jew.
I told you.
No, here's the thing, James. The emperor of white people, David Duke, said that we are not white, so you're going to have to deal now, buddy.
I told you to blend better. That's not on me. At least you got a shot.
Holocaust was basically what said, it's time for us to blend.
Why don't you guys just cut off David Duke's bank account?
The white guy is the supposed – well, you say I'm not white.
No, you're not white.
Okay, that's fine.
You're some sort of ethnic trash, and I'm trying to figure it out.
Which is fine.
Fucking mutt.
Which is fine. I'm fine with that. But so you're saying you measure who wins as far as – egregious things against other cultures. You say it's numbers.
Oh, I'm saying it's numbers and length of time. Because, you know, basically Jews have been kicked out of everywhere.
So be nicer.
No, fuck
Stop
you.
Stop complaining all the time. Did you hear us complaining when we were building everything?
No, we don't have to be nice. I mean, we built our own little communities. Like, leave us alone.
You guys can't
we'll manage
figure out
your
that
money.
Country we gave you after we saved you from the Nazis.
I mean, we have it figured out pretty well, and then you keep telling us to be nice to the Palestinians. Those are air quotes, by the way.
A white person standing next to a white person with brown hair and brown eyes standing next to another white person with brown hair and brown eyes. Like, how can you? It's like fucking Asians. It's like if Asians hated each other. Oh wait,
they do.
What the fuck? I can't get it. Like, I don't
look.
Understand.
Your mongrel people can tell the difference between the clicks and whistles, and we can't.
Listen,
so
I wish there was something we could do to all the white people that would like bond them together, like give them something to really complain about. Like maybe if we like went to Connecticut and just like loaded them all up on a bus. And then
made one bus,
them,
all the white people on one bus.
Every Popeye's chicken in the whole country for free forever for, I don't know, like 230 years.
Dude, something, everything you're saying right now, like if you're going to give me Popeye's chicken free for 230
years. No, no, no. You don't get Popeye's.
Oh, I don't
you
get it.
You work there for free.
Oh, I work there. Okay.
For free.
I'm not working.
Oh, there's, you don't have a choice. The law says that you have to work at Popeye's.
Barack Obama was already president. You guys had your chance to do that.
Listen. When I'm president, it's going to be fucking reverse Jim Crow.
Can I be in the cabinet at least?
No.
I'm woke as fuck, dude.
I can't, dude. I can't. I can only have like a couple whites around, like Paul Mooney. One of them's got to be my old lady, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'd be a good advisor. I'd be a good advisor.
You don't really know white people.
Who, me?
No, you're right. I don't know white people. I know black people.
They're dangerous.
White people are dangerous.
White people are like yellow cake.
Yellow cake?
Uranium.
Unstable. I think we could solve the NFL problem and the race problem all at once is if you segregate people each to each team and have a big tournament. You know what I mean?
Tried that.
No, a football tournament. Because, like, there's not an international football league, and there should be.
We tried the World League of the World League of American Football, and that went over.
When did
like,
that happen?
That was in the 90s. Jeff Phelps would report on it.
It was like weird teams, right?
Yeah. It was like there were the Dragons, the Barcelona Dragons.
Aren't they just trying to put, like, a team in London?
They're trying.
Yeah, take the Browns. Take them. I don't want them anymore. Fuck them.
He's already got like a team over there. The old owner of the Browns owns like a soccer team over there now.
What, one of the Learners?
Yeah.
The kid Learner.
I think it's West End.
I don't remember which team he bought, but
I think it's West End.
My ex used to work for MBNA. They're bastards.
I want to go there.
Right. No, but honestly, they could take like honestly, I am so done with the fucking Browns. Like I'm done. I don't care anymore. They're trash. They're always gonna be trash.
As much as I hate football, I can't quit my Browns.
Why?
Just won't.
Why? Explain to me. Like that is one of the main reasons I hate the fucking NFL because I've been a diehard fucking Browns fan, and I just can't do it anymore. I refuse to watch their games.
Right.
It's dog shit.
I want to start a newsletter called Mondays in Cleveland. Because everyone gets fucking wonked on Monday when the Browns, like, the Browns win, you can tell, like, people are nicer. The Browns lose, everyone's a fucking dickhead.
I mean, but dude, I'm just like, explain to me, you watch their games every week.
I watch. I
How?
Watch
How do
Sunday,
you do it? How?
Sunday. I just turn it on, man.
No, I'm not trying to be a smartass. Like, I seriously cannot figure it out.
I genuinely have hope that they might could win.
How? Look at their schedule the rest of the year. They're not, dude, the Packers don't have Aaron Rodgers, and they don't even stand a chance against them.
I genuinely think that they could have, I thought they could have won the London game.
And they didn't.
They did not.
And, dude, the last two games, from what I understand, because I have not watched them, they were handed the fucking game and couldn't close it up.
Pretty much.
Do you still watch them?
I haven't given a shit about football in several years. The only reason that I watch football is the same reason I drank, even though I shouldn't have, just to pretend that there's nothing wrong with me and I'm not a faggot. It's like, hey, you like sports, right? Sure, yeah. It's like,
are you saying you're pretending you're not a faggot?
I mean, it's all let's pretend. Comedy is gay. Like, get with the fucking program. Brassfield, have you sucked a dick, right?
No, no, no.
Yeah, well, you got the lips for it, so maybe you should fucking start. You're on the network now, buddy.
I don't suck, start, baby. I only fuck.
Yeah, start sucking some dicks, buddy.
I don't suck. I fuck.
Yeah, well, get that asshole opened up.
Oh my
Do
God.
Some fucking...
Spread them.
Kevin Spacey.
Spread right them now. Cheeks. You're too old for me to be Kevin Spacey.
You're Kevin Spacey-ing me right now.
You know, I don't want to fuck you, James. You're not my type.
You want to kiss my mouth, though, you little faggot?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little. It wouldn't
People
be the first
are gonna
time.
Love
that.
Love this.
Maybe it's, it wouldn't Can be the first
this?
Time.
Is that deletable?
Oh no, we don't delete.
No, we don't edit shit.
We don't. Yeah, we don't. Have we ever edit anything?
We edit everything out for content and character on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays on the Above Below Entertainment.
Yes,
it's a multimedia group.
Get on there, dumb dumb.
Yeah, I mean, go like the page.
At teach these. You gotta at these devils.
Yeah, you gotta get on that Facebook page game. You gotta do that.
Fuck Facebook.
Well, you're gonna have to do it.
I got a Twitter already. It's enough.
I thought you said you didn't. You told me specifically that you weren't gonna do Twitter. And
well, I did it now, and I'm done doing shit
well,
for it.
You need to.
If you want to talk to at these devils, get to
at these devils.
These devils.
Is it at these devils?
At these devils.
It's not at teach these devils.
At these devils.
All right, at these devils.
Get at them.
So Twitter. You're trying to teach yourself then?
I'm at these devils, man.
Don't at these devils.
I'm at these devils. I'm on these milds, and I'm at them devils.
So, does your hate for the NFL, does anything from that stem from all the bullshit of the kneeling and all the owners being cunts about it?
It doesn't help.
No, right.
But I want to shout out to some specially woke folks in the NFL, namely one Pete Carroll and Jerry Jones. Of the NFL, I support their stance with the players.
Wait, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones went back on what he said.
He took a knee, man.
Yeah, and then he went back on what he said and said he would fire the next week after they locked the arms and shit. The next week, he said he would fire any players that that.
I think that's a myth.
Dude, fuck Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is an old fucking white cunt.
I fuck with Jones.
He's a cunt.
I bet he actually likes black people. I can tell. We can tell, dude. Like, I fuck with him,
dude. You're only saying that because of Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott.
Like, who do you think got that fucking lawyer, dude? He was like, yo, I got you, my guy. Like, don't worry.
Yeah, because he wants to win a fucking Super Bowl again.
Yeah, and that means that he likes and supports black people. Because the NFL would be nothing without the fucking help of the Asiatic black man.
I can guarantee you he did not say my guy.
he said, listen here, buddy. He probably said, buddy. He probably didn't call him son, I hope.
Oh,
I'll have to revoke my accolades.
He did. He son. Says son all the time.
But he says it like he doesn't know better kind of way.
But
he sons everyone. You can son people when you got millions, though. You can son when you got millions. It's different.
Can you boy when you have millions?
Hell no. Hell fucking no.
I boy all the time.
You don't boy people.
Oh, I do.
He does, but just nobody listens.
Boyed?
Who would I boy?
He wouldn't boy me. I'd slap you if you boyed me.
That's a good way to get slapped. In like a hot situation.
I could picture you like going up to one of the newbies and being like, listen here, boy.
Hey, boy.
No. There are people that have been doing comedy for multiple years that I boy. I don't give a fuck.
If it's a hot summer day and your air conditioner's not working right, let's go get your fucking face cut. Like, I'm telling you. I'm not an angry man. We're having trouble trying to figure out what to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm just a positive guy, but I am not above fucking somebody up real bad. I've got the patient man's fury so bad, and the NFL has been testing my fucking patience.
First and foremost, what's your biggest gripe with the NFL?
Roger Goodell's faggot ass.
Yeah, he sucks. I hate
piece
that.
Piece of shit.
He is like the cunt of all cunts.
He's a piece of shit. Mm.
Who's worse, Roger idiot. Goodell, Faye Vincent?
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell's the worst.
I would pay money. Like, I would, if I had any amount of money, like Kanye level money, I'd be like,
God money?
If I had fucking Yeezus money, I'd be like, yo, anybody that full pads hits Roger Goodell, like full dead speed sprint, like just smashes him, full pads, I'll give you $100,000.
I mean, so you'd essentially be who's our defensive coordinator that put hits out on people?
Oh, the targeting? Yeah. What's that shit?
That was on the Saints, buddy.
Yeah, but it's our defensive coordinator now is the guy.
Oh.
Him and Sean, what's his face?
I forget.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton and our defensive coordinator, and I say our, I mean the Browns.
Clara Bow.
Yeah. No, I forget his name, but yeah, he's our defensive coordinator now is the guy who was him. So you would put out
bounty. Fuck yeah.
A bounty on Roger Goodell.
You know, honestly, one of my favorite things about the NFL is just watching the draft to watch people boo Roger Goodell.
Oh, yeah, it's sucks, great. Yeah, it's so brilliant. I do not feel bad for him at all. He's a cunt.
He's terrible. He doesn't know anything about football whatsoever.
No.
I don't think he's ever –
I don't think he watches football.
I don't think he ever played peewee football when he was a little kid.
Well, I mean, that's smart according to studies now.
I mean, it is, but what does that do for the football?
You know, there are people that are really good at basketball that didn't start playing until high school.
Like, what if we got some fucking scrawny Jew and put him in charge of the – oh, wait. We did that.
Well, I'm hoping for a fat Jew to be put in charge of the NFL, but, you know.
I think it should have been Howard Cosell.
I want to tell you something.
Howard Cosell has a marvelous voice, but I don't trust the logistical abilities of a man that's on just because he's on TV.
I think that Fiorella LaGuardia should be mayor this year in New York City.
So that applies to the president as well, because
just because you're on TV doesn't mean you have logistical knowledge.
Yeah.
Fact.
Or should be in charge of anything ever.
That's true. Yeah. Most people that are on TV are kind of stupid.
Yeah. Well, which out of everybody that's on TV right now that used to be in the NFL, who should be in charge?
Oh, yeah. We got to go back
out
to that.
Out of everyone that's on TV right now used to be in the NFL?
Yeah.
Kirk Herbstreit?
Are we talking like TV in general, or are we excluding like Fox NFL Sunday and CBS pregame shit?
Nope. All of them.
All
right. So, okay. Who should be in charge?
Even college,
not Terry Bradshaw.
Including even college, I would say Kirk Herbstreit for president, Lee Corso vice president.
Oh no, I like Shannon Sharpe a lot.
Shannon Sharpe's cool.
I like him.
Again, logistical abilities. He played tight end. Like, that doesn't mean shit.
Tight end is a very underrated. Underrated position. You have to fucking block and fucking catch. Like,
hard.
You have to be a double threat
as a tight end.
It's not as important as running back. So.
Anymore in the NFL today, the tight end is a more important position than fucking running back now.
Great position for a white person, tight end, because it's you can like not use it or use it.
I don't know. My favorite tight ends are black. Bubba Franks, fucking
– all my tight ends on my fantasy team are white.
Martellus Bennett.
Zach Ertz.
Which, by the way, the Bennett brothers are amazing.
Yes, they are. They're great. I like those guys.
Chiefs.
Who else? Bubba Franks. I love. Who did I just say? The Martellus Bennett.
Michelle Beadle.
Who did the Browns? Oh, Ben Watson. Ben Watson's another one.
Michelle Beadle is the best tight end.
What about Jeremy Shockey? Remember him?
Oh my God, where is he right now?
Not in the NFL.
He's having a nap.
Remember when he punted that ball into the crowd? That was fucking great.
He's taking his CTE pills right now. Yeah.
Jimmy Graham.
Is he? He's like half though, right?
I don't know. I just was always whenever I played fantasy football, the very first thing I would do was draft Jimmy Graham.
You drafted a tight end first
because I wanted to own Jimmy Graham.
That's cold blooded.
Cold-blooded.
I think Jimmy Graham he used to be amazing, man. What happened to him?
He left the Saints.
He left the Saints, and he went to Seattle, and they just don't utilize him the way that.
Yeah, sometimes you go to a different team, they don't know what to do with you.
The worst part about the NFL, I think, though, is the is college.
Okay, I hate college football, but how do you feel about it?
Like, the whole reason that the NFL is even a thing is because college football players aren't allowed to make any money.
Mm-hmm. Which is bullshit.
Which is horse fucking shit. They used to make a video game for fucking years and years. And
they don't make those anymore?
No, they stopped because they were going to have to pay them. Yeah. Like, they use, like, all their stats, their hometowns, like, all the information available, their heights and weights and shit.
Just not their names.
Numbers. Not their names.
Yes. Do you remember back in the day on like basketball games in the mid 90s when like you'd be the Bulls and like number 23 didn't have a name and yet like cuz they wouldn't pay Jordan enough money.
Yep.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those were the days.
He's a genius.
Like dude, NBA Jam, it's like you can play with fucking Pippen and Grant, but you can't play with Michael Jordan.
Oh, no, you're not using my likeness or image. I own that. I'm Michael Jordan.
Yeah, no, it is bullshit that they don't pay these guys, especially because, it's like, dirty. You know, fuck, man, you see what everybody has to go through to play this fucking game. Like, you're one injury away from basically
never playing again.
From being on welfare, basically.
Yeah,
like,
much.
You know.
I mean, and that's the thing is, like, they expect – just as much out of college players as they do NFL players.
More, because they're younger and faster and stronger.
Well, yeah, and then they play a much different game, though.
They're playing for a place among those people.
Right, and that's the fucked up thing is, like, the reason that you should pay them is, like, okay, you're relying on, you know, is it 52 in college as well, 52-man roster? Or is it?
It's more than that.
Okay. Before, yeah. I mean, because, like, okay, so for the guys that are playing, you know, there should be a base salary. Like, I'm not saying they need to be making millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they should be getting paid.
Something.
And because at least that would give them, a chance to pay their college tuition off for when they do, you know, say they're not going to make it into the NFL. Because, like, what's the percentage of guys that make it into the NFL? They absolutely should be paid.
Most of those guys, some of those guys are on scholarship and stuff.
But that's not enough money.
It's not enough money.
Whole argument is that the NCAA is making money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
And they specifically include rules to fucking preclude these dudes from even having, like, a job.
Yeah.
Outside of football. Yeah. Like, you can go to school and you can play football. That's it. You can't have, like, a campus job. You can't do anything. You can't, like, sell your autograph.
Yeah, that's – I was just about to bring that up. They can't even fucking sign something and sell it. That's bullshit.
They can't sign things and sell it.
It's their likeness. It's their signature. Mm-hmm. You don't own that.
They don't. And then they're running into the fucking Pontiac Red Zone every Saturday afternoon on ABC.
It's bullshit.
Chick-fil-A fucking Super Bowl zone. Or
yeah,
whatever.
This is
I hate college football.
Checks.
I really hate
and
college.
Now
I bet you if everyone that played football was from Connecticut,
they'd be getting paid.
They'd be getting paid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let's
no offense
that was good. That was a good little run right there.
Yeah,
shout out to Connecticut.
Yeah, well, it's and that continues once you get to the NFL because your pay grade is not equivalent to the risk that you take. And then, you know, the only people that you give a shit about are the stars.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority.
You can't see their faces anyway.
Yeah, and the vast majority of these people are out of the league in 4 years. They have to go get a real job.
4 years, and you got to go sell cars or fucking. One of my favorite movies was fucking Little Giants because it showed life after the NFL. Like he was working at a fucking Chevy dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a dope existence? It is until the fucking bubble burst in 2008, my guy.
Yeah.
And then fucking let's see Little Giants 2 where fucking Ed's fucking blown his brains out in the fucking treehouse because his fucking house is up.
Well, yeah. Like they're, you know,
sad world.
If you're going to actually, you know, have college prepare people for life outside of college.
Teach.
They need to fucking prepare these people for life outside the NFL.
Yep. What do you mean these people?
I mean athletes.
What do you mean these athletes?
I mean.
What do you mean these devils?
Well, let me tell you. Would you rather watch a football team full of white dudes or black dudes play? I'll tell you right now.
Are you asking me if I would rather watch a team full of white dudes or full of black dudes?
Not play each other, but they had to play.
No. Like what you're asking.
That's what I want to see.
You're on board with what I was saying before. We segregate everybody and make them play football.
Just one game.
See, just one game. Just whites one versus game. Blacks. Yeah. You're gonna tell me you don't want to see the Asians versus the Mexicans?
They don't know how to play football. They'd be kicking the goddamn football.
It'd be like watching the XFL all over again.
Oh, God.
Where's my football?
I remember that goddamn XFL so much.
Who do you think's the worst?
He hate me.
No. Vince McMahon or Roger Goodell?
Oh, Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I agree.
Vince McMahon created Stephanie McMahon. What's fucking Roger Goodell done?
Except been a bitch.
Except been a little biatch.
Well, from what I understand, Shane McMahon's a much better egg than Stephanie McMahon.
Shane O'Mac has the same walk as Vince McMahon.
What do you think? No, he does a little shuffle and he does a little thing.
I
don't remember that.
He has made himself a different man.
Yeah.
Oh. And part of that is because Vince forced Shane to do all the shit work in the company before he was able
to. Ooh, man, you guys know what else I hate? We're on Let the Hate Flow Through You right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate wrestling so much.
No, you don't.
Shit is gay as fuck.
You are so full of shit.
If you're an adult man, you have no business watching fucking wrestling.
Go fuck yourself.
That's you're the fucking why the terrorists don't like us.
I don't
give
a fuck.
It's your fault.
North Korea.
Blow me the fuck up. I love professional wrestling. 9/11
is because of professional wrestling.
Jinder Mahal is a fucking Sikh Indian, and he's the champion right now.
He's Canadian.
A fucking terror cell.
He's still
Indian. He's Canadian.
He's a cell.
Indian.
Canadian.
He's still Indian.
Indian cell.
Anyway, if you're going to talk about the homosexuality of professional wrestling, my guy, let's discuss football. Let's discuss, you know, people discovering their burgeoning homosexuality in the locker room and then being bullied for it.
Yeah, man, that's a tough thing.
Look at them big old swinging dicks. Your lips are salivating, but the second that somebody catches you slipping, you get fag bashed.
Right. I could see being gay and being in the NFL being one of those things where it's like, if you are a professional football player, like, and you're gay, clearly that's a thing that you were like, okay, I'm pretty good at football, so I'm just going to keep with it. But, like, that. I mean, I guess, I don't know.
They let people be out in the army now.
I mean, that's kind of a commentary that says that gay people don't like football, which probably isn't true, but like
it is not.
If you are gay and you happen to be super good at football and you love football, like I could see why you would want to definitely be fucking like a football player, because there's a whole bunch of fucking ripped dudes around. But if you like playing football and you're gay, it would be hard, I feel like, to be like, yeah, I'm gay, like because all the dudes would fucking ostracize you off the team. Like,
well, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't understand. Like, in sports in general, like, I feel like it's still very looked down upon. Like, it's very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not accepted. You know, it's like,
Do you know what it's like to be a second class citizen just because of something you can't control, James?
You know what? As a matter of fact,
you know, it's pretty much what it is.
It sucks. But in the culture of football, being gay isn't a part of it. I feel like it's exclusive of gay people football. Like, it's like,
what do you mean? I'm not following.
Yeah,
football's exclusive of gay people because of the nature of football. It's like, oh, fucking manly shit. Like, I'm gonna fucking.
What's not manly about being gay? It's all manly.
Generally, the man-specific gender role involves women.
I mean, but that's like that's associating homosexuality with femininity, which
it's definitely not. I mean, I flung out
the Venn diagram of gay people that fuck with football. Like, it's probably a very small.
TheHateFlow@gmail.com. Send us the Venn diagram if you've done your homework on this subject. And you've polled gay people.
Well played.
Let us know. But you know, I think you know, if you're going to put something you know, on the queerness totem pole, is wrestling gayer than football? Yes.
Wrestling.
I mean, sure. I saw a fucking awesome meme yesterday that it was a picture of, like, I forget what wrestler it was, like, doing like a body splash on somebody from the top rope, and it said, wrestling is the stupidest sport ever. It's men with no pants fighting for a belt. I thought that was pretty on point.
That's very on brand.
That's very old. But
doesn't matter how old it is. I just saw it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, get with it.
I'm not great on the internet, okay?
Yeah, I realize that.
What is this internet?
I used to be an internet comedian.
Yeah, you used to be.
For a, what was it, a week?
Yeah, about a week, you were internet comedian Jordan Patrick.
What's that entail?
It means he's good at the internet, but now he's not.
Sounds
it
like
means that, it means I stopped trying.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he stopped trying.
Cool.
But let's move away from homosexuality in sports, because that's touchy. Ooh,
yeah,
because they touch
it.
Each other. Yeah, we solved it.
We solved it.
We solved it. We're going to get hate mail. Good.
Solved it, you butt brain.
Yeah.
For the record, I love professional wrestling, in case all of our listeners
didn't
know that.
Professional wrestling is gay shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You're homophobic.
I am a big fan of gay shit.
I mean, look at Kenny Omega's hair. Yeah. I mean, Kenny Omega looks like he's a gay guy from the 80s.
Who is that? Like, that's the whole thing about wrestling. If you're over 30 and you mention a wrestler, no one knows what you're talking about.
Well, that's not... wrestling is arguably more popular
now
than it has been since 1999.
Yeah, there's more children now.
Well,
no, it's more our demographic now than ever.
I'm not part of that demographic.
Yeah, it's...
because you're homophobic.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you can't look at a video of a guy suplexing a man with his dick and
not get a boner.
No. That has nothing.
We got to show you the Joey Ryan
wrestling
duplex after
is
this.
Is not good. It has no value. It's zero entertainment purpose.
That, according to you, that's according to somebody who fucking watches the Cleveland Browns. At least I can fucking watch a pay per view once a month and be excited, even though I know
I don't have to pay money for the Browns.
But
I already won.
You're essentially watching. Yeah, but you're essentially watching the same fucking thing. You're watching a predetermined outcome because the Browns fucking suck and they're going to lose every goddamn
week.
There's
a chance with the Browns. They already wrote out what they're going to do the night before after they were done shooting each other up in the butt with wrestling.
They don't shoot each other in the butt with wrestling.
Yes, they do. They shoot each other in the butt and then they fucking get all swollen. Then they're in the fucking Scorpion King.
I mean, we can...
That's what wrestling is.
All right. To be fair, The Rock did wear a shirt for a little bit because he had a touch of the gynecomastia.
Mm-hmm.
which, you know, and Vinnie Mac had to make everybody small for a little bit because, oh my goodness, there's performance-enhancing drugs in a performance.
Absolutely a pure performance.
I've never that's why I've never understood, like...
Why don't you just watch Days of Our Lives?
It's because there's not dudes fighting in it.
People get slapped.
No, but like I've never understood why like steroids and human growth hormones and all that shit is poo-pooed upon in wrestling because it's sports entertainment. It's not a real sport. Like, I don't understand why like they're not allowed to do that. It is, like he said, it's essentially a performance. Like, I don't get, like...
Oh, they're allowed to, but
no,
everyone knows...
No. No, they're not. They're not.
It violates the wellness policy. Yeah. Here's the reason why
they
you
made
can't.
Them stop doing it?
Yeah,
they're not supposed to.
Are they still ridiculously huge now?
Some of them. I'm curious to hear what you were going to say.
All right, so the problem is, like, the side effects of the performance-enhancing drugs are eventually going to Chris Benoit, superstar Billy Graham, et cetera, et cetera.
Hulk Hogan talking about his daughter while he's fucking someone else.
I don't think that had anything to do with steroids. He's just an asshole.
Classy Terry.
Yeah. he did, however, just tweet out that he is thinking he's going to go for the Stone Cold look finally. And I'm just saying, I don't think Hulk Hogan shaving his head is going to get him back in the good graces of black people or just the general public at all.
He is a real American, which means he voted for Donald Trump, so I can never...
Dude, in that tweet, he signs everything HH, and it's like, okay, does that stand for Hulk Hogan or Heil Hitler? Because I'm not exactly sure.
Your name's Terry, nigga. Stop saying your name is Hulk.
Your name is Terry. Listen up, brother. You. My name is Terry now. I stopped saying the N-word. Call me Terry.
No, he says the N-word all the time because his daughter loves chocolate man.
Yeah.
Well, on
that's what you get
on TV. She was married to Bully Ray, Bubba Ray. Dudley.
Yeah, I remember
fuck
that.
Fuck is that? Who's that?
Yeah,
you don't
see,
know who Bubba Ray Dudley is?
No, he doesn't know
Dudley
anything
Boys?
About wrestling.
Dude, if it happened in wrestling after 1998, I don't know who the fuck it
so
is.
So you still don't know who the Dudley Boys are?
Oh, the Dudley Boys?
Yeah, Bubba Ray Dudley.
They have individual names now? Wrestling's growing up.
They always did.
Yeah, they always did. It was originally Dudley Dances with Dudley and Snot Dudley. Well,
I just knew them as the Dudley Boys.
Yeah, the black one and the white one.
The Dudleys.
The black one and the white one.
Yeah. You actually you have a bit of a Devon Dudley look.
Don't ever say
that. No, he's got the Devon Dudley look in the body of Bubba Ray.
I'm so glad I don't know what the fuck that means.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time Googling wrestlers.
Of course not.
This has been fun.
Yeah. So back to the NFL.
I take back all the bad things I said about the NFL because at least it's not wrestling. Fine. I'm back on board. Go Browns. Roger Goodell's not so
bad. Look at Joe Hayden. Like, I keep bringing it back to the Browns. He was hurt. He got hurt all the time the last 3 years, and then he goes to fucking Pittsburgh, and he's having the best year he's had in, like, 4 years.
It is what it is, man. Sometimes he fucked up. Like,
who fucked up?
Sandbagging. He was sandbagging, and that's part of football.
Yeah, well, I'm just not on board with football anymore, especially after Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And fantasy football also has ruined football for me.
It's pissing me off.
Yeah, it sucks to come in second place like 6 years in a row. It's just like, I can't do it anymore.
So I think your problem with football is you hate losing.
No, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because I don't like football because Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. I don't like football. Fantasy football is ruining football. I don't like coming in second. You hate losing.
Some things, yeah, I guess that would be true.
I can tell you how I can get you a pathway to winning.
I don't care anymore.
Monday
though.
Night, don't watch Raw.
I don't. I watch it on Tuesday because I don't pay for cable, so I watch it on Hulu, the abridged version.
I'm watching Raw. Trish Stratus isn't on it. I'm watching Raw.
She's not.
She's not.
They actually have.
So why are you still watching? That's another.
Okay.
Women's wrestling is amazing now.
Women's wrestling is great.
They're wearing full pants now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're what you call performance art. Yes, they're sports entertaining. They're actually wrestling. It's not bra and panties.
Audible
you misogynist
sigh.
Fuck. I'm about to teach you.
Mm-hmm. I can't be learned.
Look, all I can tell you is my favorite wrestler of all time is a big Japanese woman that punches people in the face. So it's just – that's my shit.
Well –
her name is Aja Kong, and she's amazing. You should watch her shit. She carries a trash can to the ring and hits people in the head with it. It's wonderful.
Is it Mankind's daughter?
No.
Why would she be Asian? I guess he could have adopted her.
You think that white people can't bang Asians now? What's wrong with you? You crazy?
I mean, it's unpatriotic. How are you supposed to know if they're North Korean?
We stick don't know. To your own race. Sounds like that's what you're about to yell.
Me or him?
Stick race traitor. leave them delicious white girls alone, Jim.
How am I going to get rid of all the white people if I don't?
How am I going to get rid of all the white people? Can we just name the episode that?
No, we can't. This is not the Ad Hominem Attacks show. We don't name the episodes.
That's true. We don't.
You guys don't name the episodes?
We do not. I have a system.
It's just hate.
Like, yours is going to be the NFL with hate. James Earl Brassfield.
It should be called Hate Phil.
You know what? We need to bring him back so he can talk about how he hates hate.
I hate wrestling and hating.
You know what, dude?
I hate wrestling so much because it makes me hate, which I hate to do. I'm a positive guy.
Dude, I can feel the blood boiling.
Because of wrestling?
Yes.
Don't
it's
get
like
so
my
riled
favorite.
Up.
It's one of my favorite things of all time.
If wrestling ended in 1998, you would have been better off.
No, I right wouldn't.
Your
wrestling
life would be,
saved me.
Your life would be better without wrestling.
Chris Jericho is good.
Stop taking fucking life cues from Chris Jericho.
No, I'm not gonna.
My cousin loves wrestling. He's in jail right now for killing a baby.
Did you not see?
That's
where
wrestling gets
you. Dressed up as Bam Bam Bigelow. That shit was dope as fuck.
I was like, why did he draw on his head? Why is he going to draw on all over his head?
It was eyeliner.
Jordan's going to draw on himself again all night. It's not good. That's the voice in my head.
I dressed up as Sting for Halloween one year.
That's respectable.
Tell me that's not perfect.
I thought
though.
You were. You remember. I thought you were something from Venture Brothers.
Is that from... I watched that show, but I don't know who I'd be from Venture
Brothers. The guy with the beard. The beard that looks like that hairline you drew on.
Chelsea had a beard. She went as Lemmy from...
That's a Halloween costume.
So was mine. Go fuck yourself. I'm firing this motherfucker.
I want to be a wrestler for Halloween.
Jeff, what did you dress up for as Halloween?
Winston Zeddemore, dummy.
Oh, of course.
Are you going to go as Frederick Douglass next year?
No, I don't have enough hair.
Yeah, you did trim your hair a little bit.
I cut my hair now.
You were looking like a little welfare queenish for a minute there.
Welfare queen? You were just jealous of my fucking locks, you baldy.
I mean,
jealous of my locks.
All you bald niggas always hate. I fucking got a beautiful wig. Yeah, I might be fat, but at least I got my hair, you bald niggas.
Well, we're fat and bald.
Yeah, I only picked one, dummy.
I want it all. I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers.
Oh, man. I'm fucking glad we finally had Jeb on the show.
It was a pleasure to be here, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Where can people listen to your podcast at?
Apple Pod. 3% of the whole world has a fucking iPhone. So right. If I can get 1% of those people, I'm a trillionaire dummy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Apple Pod and on Audio Boom.
Audio above Boom.
Below. Teach These Devils on Twitter at
Spotify.
Spotify, RSS feeds, fucking
Stitcher.
Go on your mom's fucking phone and get my number and call me, and I'll personally give you a link.
Also, we will be on iHeartRadio in the near future as well. So we're gonna be on fucking everything.
Heard it here, stupid.
Yep.
You better hurry up and listen to it while it's free, dummy. Yeah,
before Jeb figures out Patreon.
So, final thoughts on the NFL, Jeb. Better than wrestling.
How about a black Roger Goodell?
How about putting The Rock in Roger Goodell's?
How about no public owners fucking union? How about that? Like,
I'm down with that.
How about we break it up? It's
privatized NFL.
It's a fucking what's that shit called? It's a monopoly.
Yeah, it is. It's NFL. Capitalism. And
it's a monopoly of slave trade.
Romeo Crennel for NFL commissioner.
I only fuck with light Romeo Crennel, Andy Reid.
All right.
Light-skinned Romeo Crennel, Andy Reid.
Shout out to the R-Man.
A.K.A. Mike Holmgren.
Pizza Money, December 10th, too, you dummies.
Yeah. Go check that out.
Yeah, this will be out before then, so.
It's a week after Sad Boys Social Club at Bop Stop, which is a nicer venue.
Who?
You know, the sketch group that's better than yours.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I realize that. You haven't come to our shows, but I've been to like half a year.
No, I'm going to have to come. I've heard good things about the Sad Boys.
It is. It's funny.
Yeah, we have fun.
Endorsed by me.
Who?
Sheer. What's You can call me Vince McMahon, motherfucker.
Venture brother.
All right, Sheer, what do we got?
We got to do our sponsors. Of course, we're here at the spacious RDP Studios, which...
That's Spencer Ragged Dago. So what's P? Prosciutto? Ragged Dago Prosciutto Studios?
Sure. I'm out of Italian slurs, so I'm sure something starts with P. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But thank you to Pete Melk over at Melky Rare Recordings for continuing to produce us. It's Homie for Homies over there. Also, shout out to Sam Holmes, who did our logo. You can find her on the Instagram at Sam Holmes. It's Holmes like you live in, not Holmes like you hang with. And then we have our show sponsors, Jess Fallstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter. She does a show every Sunday at Avenue Tap House. It's free.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah. Well, you have opportunities. It's
every Sunday, isn't it?
Every Sunday. First Sunday of the month is open mic, so otherwise it's booked. And then Britt Fox, you can find her on Snapchat and Instagram, X-Fox Rocks. She's got shit coming up. Keep an eye on her. She's going places. And, of course, Plight of the Stripper Herder. You can find that at playofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. It is the story of one man's struggle to stay sane in the strip club industry as a floor guy. It's a lot of fun.
And, as always, you can find us on lousyweathermedia.com.
The network is strong.
And we're also brought to you by Walking Dead on AMC Sunday nights at 9.
That show sucks. Why would you pick a show that's at its lowest ratings of all time?
Because it's not wrestling.
Fuck you. we're not on the Above Below Network, but
nope.
I run that, and Sheer is on it, and Jeb is on it. Yurt. And check it the fuck out.
I'm not calling you boss, by the way.
No, that's fine. You can just call me Big Boss Man. You can check us out on
Facebook. I'm going to call you Ray Trailer.
Above Below ENT on everything. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace.
MySpace.
But yeah, Facebook just is. Look it up. Fucking go like the page, dude. We're going to be doing a lot of shit. I'm I won't say who yet, but I'm fucking co-producing a music video. So shit, get on board before we start getting too famous for
stupid.
You.
Stupid.
All right, so Big Bubba Rogers. I'm not sure we're gonna.
I love you.
That's Brother Love. Stupid.
I know.
So Guardian Angel, I don't think we're gonna find anybody that hates the NFL as much as James Earl Brassfield.
No.
Goddamn right.
There is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Sir Jeremy Shear, can you ponder me a query?
Yeah.
Do you love your brother?
I love my brother. Do you love your brother?
I do love my brother. How much do you love your brother?
I love my brother Chris Clem so much it hurts my heart.
I love my brother so much I listen to his podcast, the C4 podcast, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Ooh, that's crackers good, mate. It's the best sports ball podcast on the whole Lousy Weather Media Network.
I heard he just gives himself the old leapin' lanny the whole time.
Oh yeah, Chris Clem definitely has the reach for the old leapin' lanny, mate.
Do you know who Chris Clem's favorite wrestler is?
Who's Chris Clem's favorite wrestler, mate?
The Undertaker, the Dead Man.
The Dead Man.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
That's Chris Clem.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.